Now, Chapter 11, Summary Description of the Mahapurusha. Shonaka said, O Sutta, you are the best of learned men and a great devotee of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, we now inquire from you about the definitive conclusion of all Tantra scriptures. All good fortune to you. Please explain to us, who are very eager to learn, the process of Kriya Yoga, practiced through regulated worship of the Transcendental Lord, the husband of the Goddess of Fortune. Please also explain how the Lord's devotees conceive of his limbs, associates, weapons, and ornaments in terms of particular material representations. By expertly worshipping the Supreme Lord, a mortal can attain immortality. Offering obeisances to my spiritual masters, I shall repeat to you the description of the opulences of Lord Vishnu given in the Vedas and Tantras by great authorities, beginning from the lotus-born Brahma. The universal form, or Virat, of the personality of Godhead includes the nine basic elements of creation, starting with the unmanifest nature and their subsequent transformations. Once this universal form is instilled with consciousness, the three planetary systems become visible within it. This is the representation of the Supreme Lord as the universal person, in which the earth is his feet, the sky his navel, the sun his eyes, the wind his nostrils, the demigod of procreation his genitals, death his anus, and the moon his mind. The heavenly planets are his head, the directions his ears, and the demigods protecting the various planets his many arms. The god of death is his eyebrows, shame his lower lip, greed his upper lip, delusion his smile, and moonshine his teeth, while the trees are the almighty Purusha's bodily hairs, and the clouds the hair on his head. Just as one can determine the dimensions of an ordinary person of this world by measuring his various limbs, one can determine the dimensions of the Mahapurusha by measuring the arrangement of the planetary systems within his universal form. Upon his chest, the almighty unborn personality of Godhead bears the Kostubha gem, which represents the pure spirit soul, along with the Srivatsa mark, which is the direct manifestation of this gem's expansive effulgence. His flower garland is his material energy, comprising various combinations of the modes of nature. His yellow garment is the Vedic meters, and his sacred thread, the syllable Om, composed of three sounds. In the form of his two shark-shaped earrings, the Lord carries the processes of Sankhya and Yoga, and his crown, bestowing fearlessness on the inhabitants of all the worlds, is the supreme position of Brahmaloka. Ananta, the Lord's sitting place, is the unmanifest phase of material nature, and the Lord's lotus throne is the mode of goodness, endowed with religion and knowledge. The club the Lord carries is the chief element, prana, incorporating the potencies of sensory, mental, and physical strength. His excellent conch shell is the element water. His Sudarshan disc, the element fire. And his sword, pure as the sky, the element ether. His shield embodies the mode of ignorance. His bow, named Shanga, time. And his arrow-filled quiver, the working sensory organs. His arrows are said to be the senses. And his chariot is the active, forceful mind. His external appearance is the subtle objects of perception, and the gestures of his hands are the essence of all purposeful activity. The sun globe is the place where the Supreme Lord is worshipped. Spiritual initiation is the means of purification for the spirit soul. And rendering devotional service to the personality of Godhead is the process for eradicating all one's sinful reactions. Playfully carrying a lotus, which represents the various opulences designated by the word bhagha, the Supreme Lord accepts service from a pair of chamara fans, which are religion and fame. O Brahmins, the Lord's umbrella is his spiritual abode, Vaikuntha, where there is no fear, and Garuda, who carries the Lord of Sacrifice, is the threefold Veda. The goddess of fortune, Shri, who never leaves the Lord's side, appears with him in this world as the representation of his internal potency. Vishvaksena, the chief among his personal associates, is known to be the personification of the Pancharatra and other tantras. And the Lord's eight doorkeepers, headed by Nanda, are his mystic perfections, beginning with Anima. Vasudeva, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha are the names of the direct personal expansions of the Supreme Godhead, O Brahman Shonaka. One can conceive of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in terms of awakened consciousness, sleep, and deep sleep, which function respectively through external objects, the mind, and material intelligence, and also in terms of the fourth transcendental level of consciousness, which is characterized by pure knowledge. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Hari, thus appears in four personal expansions, each exhibiting major limbs, minor limbs, weapons, and ornaments. Through these distinct features, the Lord maintains the four phases of existence. O best of Brahmins, he alone is the self-luminous original source of the Vedas, perfect and complete in his own glory. By his material energy, he creates, destroys, and maintains this entire universe. Because he is the performer of various material functions, he is sometimes described as materially divided, yet he always remains transcendentally situated in pure knowledge. Those who are dedicated to him in devotion can realize him to be their true soul. O Krishna, O friend of Arjuna, O chief among the descendants of Vrishni, you are the destroyer of those political parties that are disturbing elements on this earth. Your prowess never deteriorates. You are the proprietor of the transcendental abode, and your most sacred glories, which are sung by Vrindavan's cowherd men and women and their servants, bestow all auspiciousness just by being heard. O Lord, please protect your devotees. Anyone who rises early in the morning and, with a purified mind, fixed upon the Mahapurusha, quietly chants this description of his characteristics will realize him as the Supreme Absolute Truth residing within the heart. Please describe to us, who have great faith in your words, the different sets of seven personal features and associates the sun god exhibits during each month, along with their names and activities. The associates of the sun god, who serve their lord, are personal expansions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, in his feature as the presiding deity of the sun. The sun travels among all the planets and thus regulates their movements. It has been created by Lord Vishnu, the supreme soul of all embodied beings, through his beginningless material energy. The sun god, being non-different from Lord Hari, is the one soul of all the worlds and their original creator. He is the source of all the ritualistic activities prescribed in the Vedas and has been given many names by the Vedic sages. Being the source of the material energy, the personality of Godhead, Lord Hari, in his expansion as the sun god, is described in 9 aspects, O Shonaka. The time, the place, the endeavor, the performer, the instrument, the specific ritual, the scripture, the paraphernalia of worship, and the result to be achieved. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, manifesting his potency of time as the sun god, travels about in each of the 12 months, beginning with Madhu, to regulate planetary motion within the universe. Traveling with the sun god in each of the 12 months is a different set of 6 associates. My dear sage, Datta as the sun god, Kritastali as the Apsara, Heti as the Rakshasa, Vasuki as the Naga, Ratakrit as the Yaksha, Pulastya as the sage, and Tumburu as the Gandharva rule the month of Madhu. Aryama as the sun god, Pulaha as the sage, Atoja as the Yaksha, Praheti as the Rakshasa, Punjakastali as the Apsara, Narad as the Gandharva, and Kachanira as the Naga rule the month of Madhava. Mitra as the sun god, Atri as the sage, Purusheya as the Rakshasa, Takshaka as the Naga, Menaka as the Apsara, Haha as the Gandharva, and Ratasvana as the Yaksha rule the month of Shukra. Vasishta as the sage, Varuna as the sun god, Rambha as the Apsara, Sahajanya as the Rakshasa, Huhu as the Gandharva, Shukra as the Naga, and Chitrasvana as the Yaksha rule the month of Shuchi. Indra as the sun god, Vishvavasu as the Gandharva, Shruta as the Yaksha, Ilapatra as the Naga, Angira as the sage, Pramlocha as the Apsara, and Varya as the Rakshasa rule the month of Navas. Vivasvan as the sun god, Ugrasena as the Gandharva, Vyagra as the Rakshasa, Asarana as the Yaksha, Bhrigu as the sage, Anumlocha as the Apsara, and Shankhapala as the Naga rule the month of Navasya. Pusha as the sun god, Dhananjaya as the Naga, Vata as the Rakshasa, Sushena as the Gandharva, Suruchi as the Yaksha, Vitachi as the Apsara, and Gotama as the sage rule the month of Tapas. Ritu as the Yaksha, Varcha as the Rakshasa, Bharadvaj as the sage, Parjanya as the sun god, Senajit as the Apsara, Vishva as the Gandharva, and Eravata as the Naga rule the month known as Tapasya. Amshu as the sun god, Kashyapa as the sage, Takshya as the Yaksha, Vritasena as the Gandharva, Udvashi as the Apsara, Vidyuchatru as the Rakshasa, and Mahashankha as the Naga rule the month of Sahas. Bhagha as the sun god, Spurja as the Rakshasa, Arishtanemi as the Gandharva, Urna as the Yaksha, Ayur as the sage, Kokotaka as the Naga, and Purvachiti as the Apsara rule the month of Pushya. Tvashta as the sun god, Jamadagni, the son of Richika, as the sage, Kambalashva as the Naga, Tilottama as the Apsara, Ramapita as the Rakshasa, Shatajit as the Yaksha, and Dhritarashtra as the Gandharva maintain the month of Isha. Vishnu as the sun god, Ashvatara as the Naga, Rumba as the Apsara, Suryavarcha as the Gandharva, Satyajit as the Yaksha, Vishvamitra as the sage, and Makhapeta as the Rakshasa rule the month of Urja. All these personalities are the opulent expansions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, in the form of the sun god. These deities take away all the sinful reactions of those who remember them each day at dawn and sunset. Thus, throughout the 12 months, the Lord of the Sun travels in all directions with his 6 types of associates, disseminating among the inhabitants of this universe purity of consciousness for both this life and the next. While the sages glorify the sun god with the hymns of the Sam, Rig, and Yajurvedas, which reveal his identity, the Gandharvas also sing his praises, and the Apsaras dance before his chariot. The Nagas arrange the chariot ropes, and the Yakshas harness the horses to the chariot, while the powerful Rakshasas push from behind. Facing the chariot, the 60,000 Brahmin sages, known as Valakilyas, travel in front and offer prayers to the almighty sun god with Vedic mantras. For the protection of all the worlds, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, who is unborn and without beginning or end, thus expands himself during each day of Brahma into these specific categories of his personal representations. Thus ends the 11th chapter of the 12th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Summary Description of the Mahapurusha.